Yes, I am stuck in the middle with you, and I couldn't be happier about it. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen blogger, sitting in today for your humble host, Peter B. Collins, who is out and about. I think he's out on the East Coast. We're delighted to be sitting in for him today. I am his usual Friday afternoon guest. I am the last hour of Friday. I send him off to his weekends. And I'm going to be doing that again today because I think tomorrow it's a Peter B. Collins best of. I'm hoping it's Friday show so you get more Brad Friedman for your money. This is, as I say, Peter B. Collins show on KRXA 540 AM in Monterey. In Eureka, California, KGOE 1480 AM. And across the globe at KRXA540.com. We are glad to have you with us. We're going to have This Modern World's Tom Tomorrow coming up. I know that he's got a lot of fans because everyone I mentioned, hey, we're getting Tom Tomorrow on the show. They were like, oh, I love that guy. Well, I love him too. So cartoonist and blogger Tom Tomorrow will be with us shortly. Next hour, we're going to have Emory County, Utah, election clerk, Bruce Funk, who went to work the other day and isn't allowed back into his office. He is an elected official. We're going to find out why. Hint, it's got something to do with a little company named Diebold. We're also going to have Ed Asner. The great Lou Grant is going to be with us. And I'm pretty sure that Lou Grant, after the Mary Tyler Moore Show, I'm pretty sure that the Lou Grant Show was the last time the media actually did their job. That was a fake news show. And they did a hell of a lot better than the real news that we've got here today in 2006. All right, give us a call if you want. You want to talk to Tom? He's going to be with us for the whole hour. Give us a call at in Monterey, 831-899-5792, or around the country, toll-free, 888-579-2540. You can try and send me email, brad@bradblog.com, or stop by the blog to take part in our open thread. I'm trying to keep my eyes on everything as best as I can. Wish me luck. All right. Well, here we are. Let me catch up here. Yes, Tom Tomorrow is with us, the blogger at thismodernworld.com, but perhaps better known from his cartoon strip, if we can call it that, seen around the country, This Modern World. He's also author of Hell in a Handbasket, Dispatches from the Country Formerly Known as America, just hitting the bookshelves a week ago, March 23rd, and if I'm not mistaken, let's see, what's the date today? The 6th? You know, yesterday, Tom Tomorrow turned 45 years old. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks, Brad.
How are you doing?
Don't feel a day over 44.
You don't? Well, that's good.
I think you get an image of yourself in your head at a certain age, and I swear I've never felt much past my mid-30s. I think I'm going to be 70 and still think I'm 35 inside.
Yeah, but, you know, blogging makes you older really quickly, doesn't it?
Well, blogging makes you tired really quickly, no doubt about that.
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do a daily strip and keep up the blog, although I know you brought in some guest bloggers.
Yeah, I invited a few friends in to help me out, and that's really the only way I've kept it up. I mean, it's this crazy thing. I not to pat myself on the back, that's not the intention, but I started blogging
before.
You know, I just happened to run across some blog software and thought it would be a kind of a nifty thing to do. I had never seen another blog. I had no idea. And, of course, at this point, there really weren't any liberal blogs. The right-wingers, right after 9/11, kind of owned the blogs. So I was basically, for a short, brief while, I was the first high-profile liberal blogger. And, yeah, it's always, you know, there have been many times where I've considered just walking away from it entirely. It's just exhausting.
It is. Is it more exhausting than writing a daily strip, a weekly strip?
Well, it's a little more relentless. I mean, with the weekly strip, I have a certain rhythm. I have a certain amount of time. I'm not actually a big fan of instant punditry, if you will. I think that you kind of need to think about things a little bit and kind of read up on them and get a sense of what you think about them. And the blogs do not encourage reflection. You know, I mean, there's a wide range, and there are some very reflective, very good writers who happen to be keeping blogs. But overall, the blogs just sort of encourage getting stuff up quick, fast, messy, you know, instant
yep.
punditry. And I think, in fact, when I first heard, you know, there is that right-wing blogger named Instant Pundit. When I first heard his name, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was, like, riffing. I thought, like, what, you're saying that you're even more thoughtless than regular pundits, you know?
Yeah, and he's proud of it, Glenn Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's true. And, you know, of course, I'm one to talk with my blog, although I'm, I think, a little bit different than a lot of the blogs out there in that I report a lot of news, not
mm-hmm.
necessarily opinions, because,
mm-hmm.
frankly, I don't give a damn what I think about something, so I don't know why anybody else would. And, yes, it slips.
I have been weirdly afflicted with the idea that other people should care what I think.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, I guess I must be, or else why would I be doing this cartoon?
Well, and now you've been doing this cartoon for how long now?
Well, with any notice at all since about 1991, but been doing it several years before that.
Well, I noticed back in 1991, I should add. And actually, before we get to the strip, let me just close the loop on, for the moment, on the blog. When did the, you said right after 9/11. How long have you been doing the thismodernworld.com blog?
Well, I started up with the blog in, very late 2001, very early 2002, right in there somewhere.
Did you beat Josh Marshall?
No, I think he's a pre-9/11 blogger. But I was there before pretty much everybody else.
That was a long time ago. I've
everybody
only been doing
on
it
our
2 years. What's that?
I saw everyone else on our side of the fence, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been doing it for 2 years. I'm absolutely exhausted. So
well,
I don't
blog
know,
years,
so
that's about two decades.
What? Say that again?
In blog years, that's about two decades.
Oh, it completely is. I was asking Matt, the producer up in Monterey, when he could give me the archives from today's show so I could get it posted for folks who weren't able to come on. And he said, oh, probably tomorrow. And I was thinking, well, that's about 2 weeks in blog time. I want this thing by the time I get home so we can get it up. All right, so that was a long time ago. Well, 1991, I was paying attention back then. I think it was, I was living in New York, Village Voice ran it. Am I correct on that?
No, it took me a while to break into The Voice, although I would appear there occasionally. New York was one of the toughest markets to crack. But
Are you in the New York market?
I've been in the Village Voice since about 1995, 96,
okay.
Something like that.
And where did who was the first paper? We should give him credit for finding it.
The first ones were just little ones that have long since vanished off into the newspaper graveyard. But you know, early on, oddly, I ran in the San Diego Reader, but as the strip. Became that the editor of that paper is socially conservative on a number of issues, and as the strip became more political, it became less welcome in his paper. Fortunately, by then I was running in several others.
And it has changed over time. We're going to talk a little bit about that after we come back. Get some of Tom Tomorrow's influences, and I want to ask him about Boondocks. I want to ask him about an animated Tom Tomorrow show. Anyway, so you can hang with us for the hour, Tom? We lost him. Okay, good. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. More with Tom Tomorrow. And we'll take, hopefully, your calls in a bit. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, meet Heaven Investments Holding Corporation, a real estate development and investment company based in Sacramento with offices in San Francisco as well. If you've ever wondered if there's still time to find the right investment property right here in Northern California, then you need to listen to Sunday at 10 a.m. Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, heard all over Northern California. For more information, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10.
Join R.J. Moyer for his new weekend show, About College Funding, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on KRXA 540. R.J. Moyer brings to the microphone a unique perspective on the benefits of a college education, and he shares with you his knowledge on how to substantially reduce your out-of-pocket college expenses.
This is R.J. Moyer. Join me for About College Funding, Saturday morning at 10 on KRXA 540, sponsored in part by The Potting Shed in Aptos.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
All right, KRXA, check your traffic. On the ride home, oh, Amy.
I'm still here, and we have lots to talk about. Some interesting things this afternoon in Aromas. Several llamas walking around in the roadway, Cole Road and Anzar. So you never know. We had buffalo walking around earlier in the afternoon, llamas. Heck, it's just the Dr. Doolittle show this afternoon. Also in SoCal, Robertson Street at Estill Lane, a large oak tree and some power lines down. We'll keep you posted on that. And one accident to talk about, Highway 183 at Castroville Boulevard. It's involving a patrol vehicle. Highway Patrol's on scene. And this report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up Valvoline conventional motor oil for $1.99 per quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Amy Knight with traffic and animals on KRXA 540.
I didn't know her name. It didn't leak her name. This is at the Justice Department. I'm confident that the U.S. Attorney, the prosecutor who's involved in looking at this, is going to do a very thorough job of doing a very substantial and conclusive investigation. I didn't know her name. It didn't leak her name.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
I didn't know her name. It didn't leak her name.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Well, we are defying explanation here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Brad Friedman sitting in with you today, defying explanations as a buffalo and llama apparently roam the streets of Monterey. You had to hear the traffic report. We are here with Tom Tomorrow, cartoonist, blogger extraordinaire, for the next hour, and we will be taking your calls. You want to talk to Tom? Give us a call in Monterey, 831-899-5792. Around the country, toll-free at 888-579-2540. Tom?
Yes?
Tom Tomorrow is not your real name, is it?
No, it's not.
And is that an open secret or a closed secret?
Well, you know, it's the witness protection program. They didn't want... No, my name is actually Dan Perkins.
And see, all these years, I didn't even know that. If I was a good investigative blogger, I would have figured that out.
Yeah, it's not hard to find out.
Now, do most people call you Tom or Dan publicly?
Depends. Publicly, mostly I get Tom. My wife calls me Dan, among other things.
Oh, so she knows. You've told her.
Yeah.
So most people call you Tom. Where'd you come up with the name Tom?
In public, most people I meet, but yeah.
Yeah? Now I don't know what to call you. Now, where did you come up with Tom Tomorrow, and why? Why not This Modern World with Dan Perkins?
You know, the cartoon was initially set in a slightly science fiction-y world. It was originally mostly a satire on technology and consumerism, and hence This Modern World is the title, and Tom Tomorrow kind of went along with that. I also thought it would be something that people might remember easier. All I can say, having just turned 45, is God help you if you're stuck with the decisions you make at the age of 25.
so you're sorry you're kind of stuck with that at this point.
Oh, I don't really care one way or the other, but it is a little, there's the ongoing, what do I call you, question. And, you know, given that most people have never heard of me anyway and have no interest in calling me anything, and then there's also a sizable portion of the population that wants to call me things that you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's quite a few people who have quite a few things they'd like to call you. So, you know, that's right, though. I do remember when it was more sort of the futuristic, it's amazing, when the tone changed a little bit, why? Was it because you changed, or was it because the times changed, and all of a sudden it is as if we're in a science fiction world, even though it's supposed to be reality?
Well, lately I feel like we're living in a cartoon, no question about that, but the tone of the cartoon changed. Actually, in 1991, during the first Gulf War, I was pretty angry and, you know, wishing I had some sort of public forum with which to express my opinion, and I suddenly realized that actually I did. I had a cartoon, and the cartoon kind of gradually became more political from there.
And now you must watch the influences. One thing I love about This Modern World is it seems to cut through the mainstream crap. You seem to be ahead of the curve constantly on this, and this warped, twisted world that we find with Fox News. You must watch a lot of Fox News, Tom.
Well, less than I used to, because they're, you know, it's not hard to figure out. I could pretty much tell you Sean Hannity's talking points, on the Bush leak. I mean, he'll certainly be saying, you know, no laws were broken, and what about when Clinton did something similar, and, you know, on and on like that. It's not hard to figure these things out in advance, what their basic riff is going to be. The hard thing is coming up with something more absurd.
Yes.
Than what they're actually. Here's an example. You know, I always have a stack of half-written cartoons that I go back through periodically and see if there's anything salvageable there. I was going through it after Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face, and I swear to God this is true. In this pile of cartoons, I had this half-written cartoon in which Dick Cheney was hunting human beings like animals on a private game reserve. You know, the point being, what can these people do that would possibly alienate the base? And I was trying to come up with, you know, ludicrous examples, and then Dick Cheney actually shot a guy in the face, and I was kind of kicking myself that I didn't actually get that one into print.
Yeah, because there was actually something that you ran. I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something, I think you had linked to it on the blog with a link like, by the way, here's what I ran 2 years ago.
You're talking, I put that up a few weeks back. The week we won the war and pulled down the statue 3 years ago, you remember
that? Was
that?
Great, and congratulations, great. By the way, to you and to all of us Americans for winning.
Well, we should all be very proud of our accomplishment. Anyway, that week, my cartoon that ran ended, basically it was a rundown of all the happy talk we were inevitably going to get throughout the war, and it holds up pretty well. The final panel has these two guys talking, saying, well, you know, of course Iraq has descended into chaos and civil war, but Iran is going to be a cakewalk. which is frighteningly where we actually are right now.
Yep.
Now, I'm always quick to point out that there was actually nothing special about me figuring this out. There were a million people in the streets in February of 2003 trying to get the same idea across, that this whole thing was a bad idea and it was not going to work out well.
Well, yeah, and what's amazing is it didn't work out well, and yet they're still talking about going into Iran anyway.
Well, yeah.
It's as if we're in some Tom Tomorrow world. You're right. It's hard to find stuff that is even more absurd than reality. We're speaking with Tom Tomorrow or Dan Perkins, however you want to look at it, cartoonist of This Modern World. New book is out, Hell in a Handbasket. Let's see here. I gotta keep an eye on this clock. I'm just learning this media game myself. Okay, good. We do have a minute here before we come back. I hope you can stick with us for the rest of the hour. And the question, the new book, Hell in a Handbasket.
It's a great book. One thing that I've been hearing from readers is they're initially reluctant to buy it because they figure they've read all the cartoons already, but it's actually, I am told, a pretty concise history of the last 3 years as seen through, you know, my particular perspective. And people actually do really seem to enjoy going back. And one guy wrote in and said, you know, what was good is this reminded me that we actually, it's not just hindsight, we really were critical at the time.
Yeah, and that's true, and that was one of the things that I noticed. I had come across your, you had done a year in review. I think it was a two-part piece, and every now and again, I mercilessly lift your tunes and run them over at Brad Blog. Sorry, with a link to your site, sue me. And one of
I'll call my attorney as soon as we're done.
I know you will. And one of those, I found the year in review about a month after the year, the new year had ended, and I was kicking myself for not posting them. Read it. It was fresh as the day is long, whatever that means. And so is the book. More with Tom Tomorrow after this break. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or a full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just 2 blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and through electronic filing. Get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just 2 blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Hi, I'm Joan Kenley with Talking Matters this Saturday at 3 on KRXA 540. My topic is your pets, the healthy love connection. This is another lively show about dogs, cats, bunnies, and horses. You'll want to hear what our guests have to say. Tune in for Dr. Jocelyn Thurm, Bay Area veterinarian, Heather Marchman, horse specialist and owner, Rebecca Thomas, pet body worker, and Heidi Kistler of the Positively Pampered Pet. The conversation will touch your mind, body, heart, and soul. Do you know how your pets can benefit from the latest improvements in veterinary medicine? Is there intuition between you and your pet? What's special about those who know and love horses? Keep listening and we'll keep talking about things that matter. My shows are archived on joankenley.com. That's K-E-N-L-E-Y. Your pets, the healthy love connection, this Saturday at 3.
Imagine how nice it would be if your mortgage broker knew as much about the ins and outs of specialized lending programs as your trusted mechanic knows about your car. A mortgage broker willing to take the time to open the hood of your financial strengths while checking under the engine for costly money leaks. Make sure your mortgage broker has the experience, integrity, and know-how to provide you the optimal financial tune-up for your particular circumstances. Giving you staying power over the long haul and the capacity to take advantage of life's opportunities as they chance to appear.
Hi, I'm Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage in Salinas. Let me help you fine-tune your future real estate plans. The price of gasoline is through the roof, but interest rates are still near all-time lows. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Give me a call today at 757-0436. 757-0436. I'm Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage and looking forward to working with you.
Sorry about that, Tom. You're thanks to the Peter B.
couldn't resist, could you?
I couldn't. Does that happen every damn time you're on a radio show?
No, fortunately.
Just jerks like me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did not mean to imply such a thing.
All right. Well, if you think you're annoyed, just wait till Ed Asner gets here in the next hour and hear some of that bumper music. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. I am your fill-in humble host, Brad Friedman. Your friendly citizen investigative blogger from bradblog.com. Couldn't be happier to be here with my guest for the rest of this hour, Tom Tomorrow, or as he's known to his wife, Dan Perkins, the cartoonist and blogger of This Modern World. Give us a call if you want to get in, have a question for Tom, for me, about blogging, about tuning, any damn thing you want to talk about. We're glad to do it. In Monterey, 831-899-5792. And around the country, 888-579-2540. Let's go ahead and take a call. Jennifer from Humboldt. How are you, Jennifer?
Good. How are you? Can you hear me? I'm on a cell phone.
We can hear you fine. What's going on?
Well, my main issue of concern is global warming, and actually because of people like Peter B. Collins and Tom Hartman, I started a little group up here to do global warming awareness and education called the Redwood Alliance Climate Action Project. And we're going to be doing a sort of one-issue tabloid to educate people up here in Humboldt County about global warming, and we're looking for some cartoons. And I heard you, Tom, on the radio, and I was wondering if you have any global warming cartoons.
Yeah, I have the worst memory for my own work. It's a topic I've returned to repeatedly, so you'd have to just dig through the archives, which are on my website, thismodernworld.com, because I can barely remember the cartoon I finished last week, but I know that I have done this on numerous occasions. I remember one specifically where cockroaches inherit the earth, and they're complaining about the media or something. But yeah, it's definitely a topic that I've done many times.
That the cockroaches are complaining that the media is not reporting the good news.
Yeah, something like that, exactly.
Man, how do you decide what to go with topics? Just a feeling, just what's moving you that week?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, I am not anyone's, I should not be anyone's primary information source, so it's just
now
whatever the inspiration is that also can be, you know, whatever the story is, whatever the idea is, that can also be combined with a funny idea. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Otherwise, I'm just ranting.
And here's a funny idea. and that kind of works into the this modern world thing. Electronic voting machines. Dan,
I had Sparky dressed up as a. Somebody misinterpreted this one recently. I had Sparky dressed up as a Diebold. How do you pronounce it? I've always said Diebold, but
no, it's Diebold. It's Diebold, actually. Yeah,
as a Diebold machine for Halloween.
You did.
Yeah, last year, the year before, the point being that it was very scary, but someone, I was on the radio with somebody recently, I've been on book tour, and I was on the radio with someone who thought that I was trying to tell critics of Diebold to shut up, which was exactly the opposite of what I was intending.
Wow, I didn't, I was not aware of that one.
Yeah, I think it was Halloween 2 years ago.
Halloween 2 years ago, okay, well.
As I said, I have the worst memory for my own work, so.
If any Brad bloggers are out there poking around the This Modern World archives and can find it and give us a link in the open thread over at Brad Blog, we'd appreciate it. I'd love to give that a look. And, well, you were, as usual, 2 years ahead of your time because, frankly, Dan, in case you haven't noticed, we got a hell of a mess on our hands this year. And you may want to pull out that Diebold strip again at some point, I have a feeling.
Yeah. It's well, that's the thing these days is that there's such a plethora of riches, it's really kind of hard to know what to go with from week to week. I got back from book tour, kind of didn't really have any ideas for a couple of weeks, finally decided to go with Tom DeLay yesterday. I mean, this is every week. Yesterday, the breaking story is Tom DeLay. Today, the breaking story is that Bush was leaking classified information. Tomorrow, it's going to turn out that Bush did, in fact, leak Valerie Plame's name, you know? I mean, just every day it's something.
I know, and I'm glad you bring that up, because this is something that, you know, because you've been doing this a long time, so at least since 91, so you can confirm this. It wasn't always like this, right? Is it just because I'm paying closer attention now because I'm a blogger, or has this world gone just insane as far as the news goes?
Here we go. I was just looking it up. That strip is from 10/28/03.
10/28/03, superb.
I mean, part of it, of course, is that we're paying closer attention. But no, there are big stories breaking every day on top of the constant, I hate to say, has essentially become background noise of just this constant overwhelming tragedy that is the Iraq War. And it's just, you know, it's really, I think it's really easy for a lot of people just to get news fatigue from the whole thing.
I've said many times when I'm on radio shows, it seems to me that it is the amount of scandals that these guys are in that is actually saving them.
Yeah.
That you can't focus on anyone for any period of time. Even if the media, mainstream media, did give a damn about digging into them, you can't stay on one. You can't dig into it long enough before another one breaks the next day. It is one a day, and that's on a slow news day.
Yeah, no, I did a cartoon. I don't even remember how far back. It must have been certainly 4 years ago, in which one of my characters, yeah, here it is, it's from February 11th, 03. My sort of bearded liberal character has outrage overload, and he rants on for four panels about all of the things that he's angry about. And this is in 03.
Yes.
You know, like I would need to make it a four-parter.
Yes.
To express the same idea today.
No one can keep track. Now, back in the 90s, they used to talk about scandal fatigue for Bill Clinton. So
yeah, we didn't know how good we had it.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the difference,
one
though?
One simple scandal, easy to keep track of.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, the difference.
All right, let's take
clearly
another call here real quick. Dave, also in Humboldt. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Peter B. Show.
Well, Brad, you have done so much wonderful work on a most important issue, I think the most important issue confronting this country. And one of the things, I hope you can come up with some ideas on how we're going to get through this, but we received surveys from Democratic Party asking us what priority we give to all kinds of issues, and nowhere do they mention election fraud. I listen to senators and congressmen, Democrats, speaking every day, and nowhere do I hear them speaking of election fraud. Are they just stupid, or is it that you're way ahead of the rest of the world here?
Or am I just nuts? Am I a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist?
Oh, no.
Believe.
No, no. They design these machines with a purpose in mind. They block all efforts to make them verifiable with a purpose in mind.
Well, now, you know, of course, I agree, and you know, I've been reporting on this for 2 years, and I'm frankly, I'm amazed how I can't even get the supposed lefty bloggers to pay attention to this, despite this election system crumbling around us.
Definitely true. I mean, I've seen a lot about it on the left blogs over the years. I mean, people get mad at me occasionally because I don't hammer home the one issue that they really care about every day.
Right.
But there's a lot of, you look at my blog and I post anymore about once every two or three days, and there's a lot of stuff that I just figure Atrios and Daily Kos have much larger readerships than I do anyway, and if they're on it, I'm not that worried about it. I figure the information is out there. Do you really think people are ignoring this story?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do.
Go.
I'm sorry to say, and including Daily Kos and Atrios, Daily Kos has gone so far as to purge people. And, I like Marcus. I think he does a great job. But he's actually purged people who talk about election fraud. And if anybody actually pays attention, if you are silly enough to actually read Brad Blog every story for a week, you'll be blown away because these things are not, they're not conspiracy theories. I see what's going on. I see that there's a Republican Supreme Court justice challenging the primary election in Texas. Because 100,000 votes were added in one county alone. I see that these machines are being hacked place after place. This is, evidence. This is not theory. This is not conjecture anymore. And in Illinois, their recent primaries, 400 memory cards disappeared, Dan.
I'm not as aware of everything. I'm not as up to speed as you are, but you don't have to convince me that the thing has a real stench about it.
Well, the thing is, it's more than a stench, and I actually don't mean to come down on you about it. It's more the media, but the National Democratic Party, they ain't getting it, and they have put these machines everywhere. We've had two disastrous primaries so far this year. We've got 48 to go. Never mind the general. You just wait. They'll catch up with us.
when our new robot overlords are elected to run the country and nobody can quite figure out how that happened. President Hal 9000.
No kidding. I wish that wasn't as funny as it is. Let's see. We got another minute or two. What are some of your? We will presume, of course, that you read Brad Blog every damn day assiduously.
Every minute, I barely tear myself away from the computer.
I know. You don't have to just say that. I know that. But aside from that, when you have some free time that you're not reading Brad Blog, what are your favorite news sources and blogs out there?
Oh, I've actually cut down on the blog reading just because it just took up too much time. But, I mean, news sources are just sort of the basic, your basic media. Your New York Times, CNN, you just get your basic stories and see how they're being spun, that sort of thing. I check in with Atrios and Kos every day. I check in with T-Bog every day. Who else? I'm just looking at my own links here. August Pollock, I read. I read Pandagon. I read the Huffington Post. I read Digby. I will occasionally check in with Crooks and Liars and Fire Dog Lake. I'm not super up to speed on it anymore. Like, the blogosphere really exploded, and I just Glenn Greenwald, he's good.
Yeah, he is good, isn't he? Just out of nowhere.
But these guys come out of nowhere. But what's good about him, too, is that, he writes in depth. He really just takes an issue and attacks it like a pit bull. And I like that because I come away from it usually learning something. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes the just sort of quick links to different things. That just kind of makes my eyeballs hurt after a certain point.
Yep, there's a lot of noise and a lot of echo out there, and so it's always nice when you find someone like Glenn who's actually doing some original thought, original content. Hang in there with us. We got one more segment coming back. We'll take some more calls with Tom tomorrow or Dan Perkins, depending on who you are and what you call them. You're listening to The Peter B. Collins Show.
So now you're going, whisper slowly and I mention. Listen to what we can't believe.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Hi, Dan Brown, president of At Your Service Premier Event Planning and Transportation. We specialize in events ranging from a two-person anniversary, our 200 guests attending the great AT&T or the Concourse. We have a fleet of sedans, limousines, vans, mini coaches, as well as vintage cars that make any event special. Weddings, wine tours, or corporate events, give us a call, 625-5363, or check us out on the web, MontereyLimos.com. Our corporate transportation program offers competitive rates, we answer the phone 24/7, and you get a real person. And we have the best professional chauffeurs. We cover all the airports including San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and Monterey. We can help plan your company's VIP meeting or employee outing to the ballgame. Let us take the worry and hassle out of your transportation or event. 625-5363 or MontereyLimos.com.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. We know that our children learn by playing, and the caring staff at Thinker Toys will help you choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. Stop by our beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos and the just renovated Thinker Toys at Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
All right, another check of your traffic on the way home, your traffic and your llamas with Amy. Hey, Amy.
Yeah, Brad, they're headed off to the Ark this afternoon. Still have those llamas out in the lanes and Aromis at Anzar Road. Three llamas walking around in the roadway, so drive with caution. In Soquel, Robertson Road at Estill Lane, a large oak tree brought down some power lines, and PG&E and CHP both on scene now, so hopefully they'll have that situation fixed shortly. On the Pacheco Pass, eastbound 152 at Casa de Fruta, a broken down car partially blocking one of the lanes there, and no new problems to report on Highway 68 between Monterey and Salinas. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up Valvoline conventional motor oil for only $1.99 per quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Amy Knight with traffic on KRXA 540.
Now I can understand why you were hot, 'cause Bin Laden never did get caught. So you said we had Saddam to blame. Tried to tell us it was all the same. But now the years roll by and our kids keep dying. You don't even have a plan to bring them home. And those WMD you promised on TV, admit it, you figured it wrong. So I'm taking my country back.
Oh yeah, we're taking it back right here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Sitting in for PBC while he's out and about is your friendly citizen investigative blogger, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, along with Tom Tomorrow of thismodernworld.com, an old man in blog time over there, and of course...
In dog years.
And of course, the author of This Modern World, the cartoon strip with a new book out, Hell in a Handbasket. Now on a bookstore shelf near you. Got just a few more minutes. Going to take a quick call or two if we can get it in. Give us a call if you want. 888-579-2540. Favorite strips other than yours, Tom?
Oh, that's always a tough question.
If you don't like any of them, that's
no,
okay.
No, I like Reuben Bowling, who's one of my fellow all-weekly cartoonists, who's just quite brilliant. I like what David Reese does. He does Get Your War On, which he just has he's a good writer.
Have you seen Tom this new Boondocks? I know you know the strip, but the animated show.
I have I only saw one little clip of it online. I haven't had a chance to actually see it on TV.
And actually, Ed Asner's with us in the next hour. He's got a recurring role on
this
thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I can say, check it out. This thing blows me away. I've never seen anything on TV like it.
Wow.
It's completely different, really, from the strip. Give it a look. Anybody ever talk to you about an animated?
Oh, we probably don't have enough time to get into that subject. Short answer is I've developed work for Saturday Night Live that never made it on the air. I had an online animated series for a couple of years right at the start of the Bush administration, or actually right at the end of the Clinton, start of the Bush administration, most of which kind of strikes me as horribly dated right now. And I spent a year working on a screenplay with a man named Michael Moore.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had money lined up, which unfortunately fell through, and he went on to other projects, a little movie called Fahrenheit 9/11.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, kind of an obscure. He's like an indie guy. I don't know.
Art house thing.
Art house guy.
All right, then here's
anyway, I've had a lot of things that didn't really go anywhere, so when people say, oh, did you ever think about animation? I say, yes, I think it drives me crazy.
here's a tip. With the success, I believe, of Boondocks over on Adult Swim at Cartoon Network, you should give him a call, because I think that now is quite the ripe time for this. And
yeah,
I couldn't think of a better
hour-long
coupling.
You know, I was working with some people for a time. I think we pitched shows to pretty much everybody in Manhattan, so I'm sure we were by their offices at some point.
Let's take a quick call here. Lynn, also in Humboldt. Lynn, welcome to the PBC show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Is it Lynn?
I have a friend, David, who calls the show fairly regularly, and he has a very pertinent question. I haven't heard anybody answer well. He asks, if they hack the next election, if they steal the next election, what can we do then that we aren't doing now? And I would like to kind of turn that around and say, what can we do more now to prevent it from happening?
We will talk about that in the next hour, but the first part of your question brings up an interesting thought, and I want to ask Tom this. Are you surprised with all of this news and everything that's going on and the way the American people are just seem to be absolutely furious that they can't seem to change what the hell is going on in D.C.? Are you surprised that they haven't hit the streets yet?
No, I think part of it is news fatigue, and I think it's not. I think you don't hit the streets from just a sort of growing, overwhelming sense of dread. You hit the streets from a sudden sense of anger or fear. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of the protests for the Vietnam War were young people of draft age. I'm not really surprised. Protesting in the streets has really been sort of hugely marginalized in this country. It's just not something that your average person really thinks of themselves as doing. Having said that, in the run-up to war, when people were afraid and angry, they turned out, you know, by the hundreds of thousands in this country, by the millions around the world. So what's the thing? Are we going to, do you want to see 100,000 people in the streets because Bush leaked classified information? You know what I mean? Like, what's the trigger going to be? And I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't either, although
I'll tell you what I'm more surprised about is that the Democrats are still acting as if George Bush has an 80% approval rating.
I know. And so is the media, by the way, because there was 100,000, some say 300,000 in the streets. The Cindy Sheehan protests, top of the year, I think, back in January. I can't recall
when it was.
And you don't see it on the, didn't see it on the news. Not
yeah, but then, you know, 'twas ever thus. I mean, you know, the media always ignore protests in the streets. I mean, that doesn't change no matter who's in power.
Have they always ignored
this? Yeah, that's. Every protest I've ever been a part of, and I'm thinking back to the first Gulf War, when we had very, very large numbers in the streets and the media did everything they could to downplay it and marginalize it.
You hit on a, Matt, our producer, types in, unless they're in France, then the media, takes notice.
Right.
A minute or two left here. You came up with a very succinct mathematical equation that you illustrated on your site.
Yes, it's available as a bumper sticker on my blog. Nixon, and it's just a picture of Nixon minus a picture of a brain equals a picture of Bush's head.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I was never very mathematically inclined either. Maybe you know somebody at a college or something who can explain it to you.
Yeah, I don't get it. Nixon
anyway,
minus
so
brain equals Bush?
Yeah. Can I jump in and say the book's in full color, covers 3.5 years, you know, from November of 2002 to just before Hurricane Katrina. If you haven't been paying attention, a lot of stuff happened during those 3.5 years, and the book is a great way to get up to speed on the whole thing.
Excellent, and no doubt it is. As you know, this modern world is my number one news source.
Heard that pause there. My sort of dry delivery gets me in trouble. One of the people who was driving me around on my book tour met me at the airport. I had bought a big stuffed Curious George as a gift for my kid, and I just kind of said without thinking, oh, yeah, I always carry George around. And I learned at the end of the day that she had gone through the entire day believing I was serious, that, in fact, I always travel with a big stuffed Curious George. Oh, I have to learn to, you know, let people know when I'm joking.
No, that was the thing about Andy Kaufman. He never used the finger to point out what he was doing, and you don't need to. Dan Perkins, better known as Tom Tomorrow of This Modern World and thismodernworld.com, the blogger, check out his new book on stands now, Hell in a Handbasket. I know your publicist has got one on their way to me now. Right.
Well, I'm sorry they didn't get it to you in time.
No.
But I am very proud of it, and it has to do well, basically, because I have a new publisher, and they've poured a bunch of support into it. And if this book doesn't do well, there won't be any more. So,
please go buy the book, thismodernworld.com.
You can,
yes, go buy it. You can get to it. I've got only like 10 seconds to answer this question. Are Republicans irony impaired?
Republicans are definitely humor impaired, and I have a cartoon on that coming up soon. But, you know, the fact that Ann Coulter thinks, let's kill the Supreme Court, let's kill the New York Times, is a joke. It tells you everything you need to know about Republican humor.
I can't believe you don't think that's funny, Tom. All right, brother. Thanks for jumping in with us today.
Thanks,
really appreciate it. Tom Tomorrow of This Modern World. We're going to be back with much more Bruce Funk and Ed Asner coming up on the Peter B. Collins Show.